everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4 o'clock on the radio. After 4 o'clock, no excuse. Got the John and Ken on demand podcast. Fire that up and you can listen to everything that you missed.
And we invite you to use the app to reach out to the Moist Line. Of course, is done using the microphone icon. We're calling the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. In about 15 minutes, the keyword will be revealed. The final one on this show, but it'll continue on Tim Conway Jr.'s show next hour, and you can win $1,000. Story we followed a lot yesterday and today is what happened in Sacramento, once again in the Public Safety Committee, this time in the Assembly, where they killed a bill that would make it a serious offense to be involved in the trafficking of minors, particularly the sex trafficking. And the problem is, and the bill's main sponsor is State Senator Shannon Grove, repeat offenders who traffic people under the age of 17 are eligible for early release credits and aren't required to serve their full prison sentence. For example, someone sentenced to the maximum 12 years in prison for the crime may end up serving just 4 years with the right amount of good conduct credits.
And you know what they're doing is they're selling young girls into sex slavery. Every night, these little girls have guys forcing sex on them. And you know these traffickers are taking their share along the route. And this is what these guys do for a living. And they make money. And the average age of the young people who are being sold into sex slavery is 10. 10. Which means half of them are under 10. Every day. This is what the girls are going through. And then the perpetrator gets out in less than 4 years. The guy is actually selling these girls. Overwhelmingly minority. Black, Hispanic. Many of them illegal aliens. And then the Democrats representing the districts where these girls are from. These Democrats voted to block this bill. And it's Reginald Jones Sawyer here in L.A. Reggie Sawyer.
He's the chair.
He's the chairman. And the others are Juan Alanis, Mia Bonta, who's incredibly the wife of the attorney general. What kind of a sicko lady is she? Isaac Bryan, Liz Ortega, we played a clip of her. She was basically incoherent. She sounded like a little girl learning to read first day at school.
Kamala Harris?
Actually, she made Kamala Harris sound short. Miguel Santiago, Rick Chavez Burr. These are all Democrats.
They all voted to abstain.
Which is like a no
like
vote.
Trying to have no fingerprints.
It's a cowardly no vote. But you're fooling nobody. But, I mean, the worst of it is Reggie Jones Sawyer.
We're going to get into him in a few minutes because there's some interesting stuff from a news article we have on this story behind the scenes. Right now, though, we're going to talk to Assemblyman Tom Lackey, who was a Republican on the committee and, of course, voted for the bill.
How are you, Tom?
I'm doing much better because it sounds like they're trying to recover this fumble.
Talk about that. We heard about it last earlier in the show. Explain what's going on to try to fix this matter.
Well, right now, as of right now, at 3 p.m., Shannon Grove is meeting with Reggie Jones Sawyer under the direction of some leadership people, including the governor, that they're going to be doing what they call reconsidering this bill and moving it to the floor vote tomorrow called Without Reference to File. And the short term is WARF. And so it'll be WARF to the floor tomorrow. And we expect a positive outcome because the public pressure, the public has really weighed in on this. I'm so thankful for that. I wish that there were more things that they weighed in on because they would be alarmed at how crazy this committee is.
Talk about that. Do you have reasonable conversations with any of the people that I listed? Because a normal person cannot understand why you wouldn't want to throw a sex trafficker in prison for as many years as possible. I mean, especially somebody's dealing with, you know, 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds. I mean, what is it like talking to these Democrats who don't want to keep them in jail?
It's very difficult. It's very difficult. And, you know, identity politics is very blinding to these people. And so they find ways to rationalize the political fervor that is friendly to offenders and forgiving, right? And they dismiss victims. They've summarily
But the victims are overwhelmingly minorities. And they're babies.
It's not logic, man. It's not logic. It's politics. It's party politics that is not rooted in pragmatism. It really is not. It's all this weird emotion that it distracts people from making good decisions. And I'm telling you, it's absolutely wacky. And it was so wacky yesterday, I was surprised. I was really, really surprised, especially when the Senate coalesced like they did. And you got some pretty wild public safety people on the Senate side that jumped on this thing. And guys like Senator Wiener voted for it in the affirmative twice. So I thought when it came to our committee, I knew that the chair had some reservations. However, he was fairly soft in his opposition. He basically said that he was pulling off the bill, which means he wasn't voting for it or against it. And that's a signal that other members have the freedom to do as they wish. And so I thought for sure that they were actually going to go in the affirmative, and they did not.
Not one.
That was alarming and shocking, absolutely shocking and disgraceful.
And is the bill now going to get watered down into meaninglessness?
No, it will not. It will not get changed. I mean, that's what the meeting with Shannon Grove and Joan Sawyer is about today. But I know that Shannon will not be watering this down. She's fought too hard. And too diligently, and she's not a shrinking violet. She'll hold her own.
Yeah, we had Shannon on earlier in the show, and she told us that Newsom had contacted her. Are you surprised Newsom is getting involved?
Not really, because I think he's part of the, well, let's just say he has other considerations that are motivating him to be more reasonable at this hour. And so I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, he's appearing on the national scene constantly, so that may be a part of him not wanting this story to get too big. Right.
I'm glad you said that.
that's our job here.
He's my executive boss, so to speak. So I have to be careful.
So really the only real objection that these Democrats have is that it would put minority men in prison.
Yeah, they're worried about the three strikes law, because this changing it to a serious felony would qualify it for to be an actual strike against people.
Right.
And the potential for permanent non-release.
Right, but it's little children and sex slavery.
I totally agree. I mean, you know, there's a movement to close the prisons, and it isn't because we have less offenders, right? It's because they're becoming very, very soft and holding people accountable. And they keep using the tired old worn out justification that when you hold people in prison longer, it doesn't keep them from reoffending. Well, my whole thing is, what about consequences for disturbing actions? I mean, here you're committing a sexual act with a child. How is that not offending you? How is not that not distasteful that you would classify the offense as serious?
And
where's the explanation for that?
Where's their proof if they let them out of prison earlier, they're not going to reoffend? All right. So if you hold somebody for 12 years under this violation, at least you got them for 12 years from trafficking kids. But if you let them out in 4 years, they'll be back doing that.
For 12 years, they can't sell a child.
Didn't that work?
It doesn't get any more disturbing than this particular issue. And so that's why I was completely shocked that they would go to this extreme to defeat this measure, because it was so reasonable. And it was such an offense that shocks the conscience of anybody that has any moral compass at all.
All right, Tom, thanks for joining us.
It's absolutely nuts, and thank you for bringing attention to it, because this is a really, really big problem that should wake everybody. And this is not a partisan issue at all. So why are they making it partisan? I don't know. It's disturbing, but I think we're going to fix it. So stand by.
All right, Republican Assemblyman Tom Lackey, thanks for coming on the show.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll have a little bit more on this, including the person really behind this, who is this assembly member from Los Angeles, Reggie Jones Sawyer. Some interesting tidbits from a story on this that came out in the last 24 hours. But, of course, the update is this bill may still make it through. John and Ken, your chance at money next. KFI AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You have a black assemblyman, Reggie Jones Sawyer, who doesn't want to punish people.
Sex traffickers of minors.
Who sell black girls into sex slavery. I mean, just say that out loud. He's a black man and he doesn't want to punish traffickers who sell young black girls into sex slavery. That's how screwed up Sacramento is.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
It looks like, wow, 5 million views. People are looking at a 3D modeling software recreation of what happened to that submersible. Remember the people that went to look at the Titanic remains and the whole thing imploded? Apparently they've done a simulation of what may have happened, and people are just, they like to see disasters. So as you probably know by now, the submersible just started sinking, and eventually the water pressure caused it to just...
And the story is that there was a minute that...
Of time where they knew what was happening, right?
Yeah, they knew something really bad was happening.
I guess you just say your prayers. They're blaming the carbon fiber construction being a big part of the problem for it to crack and break.
Yeah.
But if it was just drifting to the ocean floor without any control, it could have happened. I mean, the pressure down there just gets so immense. I don't see what would have... survived that depth.
This guy
was like 2.5 miles underwater.
Yeah, I know. It's incredibly stupid looking at it now. It's a hobbyist, right? With his little experimental submarine that he made.
No, people with a lot of money who want to do something exciting. How many people get to see the wreck of the Titanic in person?
Yeah, but I keep reading that other people on other journeys in this submarine said there was like weird noises and weird things.
Oh yeah, we covered that.
Yeah.
A lot of them said this is not good.
Yeah. Like, and the genius.
And the other people in the business told this guy, you've got an experimental design here. You've got to have this tested.
He wouldn't have it tested.
No.
He wouldn't have it inspected.
I think the word was like certified or something.
Right. Well, certified, you have to test it. And you have to see how strong the carbon fiber is. I've never, I mean, he's going to go down as one of the greatest arrogant jackasses in history.
No. We've been talking about Reggie Jones-Sawyer. Reggie Jones-Sawyer is the assembly member who... Oh, sorry about that. There's a little noise outside in the alleyway here. They're working on a pothole or something. He is from Los Angeles, the Democrat. He's the head of the Public Safety Committee. And, of course, for now, they have killed a bill in Sacramento that would have made it a serious offense to traffic minors, especially sex child trafficking, which could have made for significant prison time for the offenders. The bill, though, may have new life, as we learned from State Senator Shannon Grove earlier in the show. So it may come back around for a full assembly vote. One thing that came up in one of the stories on this is that the reason that the other Democrats abstained is they didn't want to roll the chair. That's what it's called when you go around the chairman against his wishes. Now, Shannon Grove said she spoke to these other Democratic Public Safety Committee members, and they were very much in support of the bill.
Well, they're cowards then.
And then when it came time to vote, they just abstained.
Well, they're useless. That's a no. Sorry. If you hear any news reports and they go that you abstained, it's a no. They blocked it. It killed the bill. The bill's supposed to not be voted on for another year. All that matters is the result. They can have all their little fancy inside geek terminology, but the bill either passes or it doesn't. And it did not pass yesterday. And it was supposed to be dead for the year. So if it's dead, it means they killed it. If they killed it, it means they voted no on it. And one thing I cannot stand is lying politicians, misleading the public with all their weird terminology. Oh, they don't want to roll the chair. The chair ought to be rolled down a hill into traffic. I mean, how could you sacrifice little girls to give them a lifetime of sexual trauma every night of their childhoods because you don't want to upset Reggie Jones-Sawyer, who's clearly insane?
A study last year found 13,000 people were trafficked just in Sacramento County alone, with some as young as 14.
Yeah.
13,000 people just in Sacramento. Imagine LA County's number.
Yeah. And mostly black and Hispanic girls. Average age 10. And Reggie Jones-Sawyer won't protect the daughters, of his constituents?
It says here Shannon Grove tried to reach out to him, called his office numerous times, and they're denying that, saying, oh, she only called once. We'd be happy.
I don't know what to say about this guy. You know, he rarely made the news in his life, except when he took over the Assembly Public Safety Committee, and suddenly his name popped up because he was the chair, and he blocked every single criminal measure that came by.
Right. The fentanyl bill, which we've talked a lot about. But everything that could add more prison time, he blocks.
Everything. He is insane. And they're afraid of contradicting him. All of them ought to be removed from office. And shame on these neighborhoods voting these people in. It's your kids that are being bought and sold. It's your daughters. The illegal aliens, they don't have a say, right? They don't have a vote. But where are the Hispanic legislators to protect the illegal alien children that have been dragged here by their parents? Where are they?
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
You want to hear a quote from Reggie Jones-Sawyer that I found?
Oh, yeah, because I wanted to play the audio again where he laughs at the angry crowd there.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the chairman of the Public Safety Committee, and he helped block. He led the block of this bill that would make it a serious felony to engage in child trafficking, sex trafficking. He, in 2016, indicated that the U.S. Constitution does not apply to the lawmaking process in California. Here's an actual quote. He said this on the floor in an open session. Sometimes the legislature ignores whether or not a bill is constitutional or not. We go ahead and make laws because we're California. We do it anyway.
Yeah, we're our own nation. We can ignore the Constitution.
So when they do crazy stuff, they don't care if it's legal, constitutional. Doesn't matter to them. We're California.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with here. And so, hey, in California, sex slavery with 8-year-old girls, that's legal.
We'll just give you a couple of years and you'll be right back out there.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We're on your side. All right. So here's the audio. What you're going to hear at the beginning of this is Reggie Jones-Sawyer basically saying the bill is dead. You're going to hear people. They're hard to hear, but they're saying things like you're horrible. You should be ashamed of yourself. And then listen to the some people actually sobbed. You're going to listen to the response of Sawyer.
That bill fails. Reconsideration is granted unanimously.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. Chuckle there. Ed.
Yeah.
You called them a coward. You're horrible. You should be ashamed of yourself. And that's his response.
There you go.
Laughter.
They're angry that 8-year-olds are being forced to have sex with grown men, is Reggie Sawyer's response.
Yeah, because California is his own country. We can ignore the Constitution and then the laws that anybody else thinks are reasonable. We want to make up our own laws.
Yeah. Yeah. Reggie Jones-Sawyer protecting the perverts, protecting all the California perverts. Because, hey, this is California. We do what we want. We want perverts to be able to buy and sell little girls. Yeah, go ahead. Good market for it. Let's make some money.
All right, so we'll follow this story into tomorrow and see if it does get to the full assembly floor, if this isn't much more trying to pull the wool over people's eyes by Newsom. I didn't hear any mention, John, of the Attorney General, Rob Bonta, because his wife, Mia, is one of those who abstained. I still can't get over that. The wife of the Attorney General wouldn't vote on this bill.
Right. Yeah. Are there enough Bontas in government that are sick? These are sick puppies. These really are sick puppies. They should not be in government, even by government standards. These, this is a foul bunch.
All right, the big story over the next several days is going to be, take a guess, the heat. Probably by the weekend, there'll be a lot of places in Southern California that'll be in triple digits. We have talked many times about how hard is it to get some sort of window air conditioner because they have all these special offices and they're spending all this money to educate people over the heat. The El Segundo Times ran a story that you can get a low-cost air conditioning unit from the DWP that would basically, they'll pay for the whole thing. It's a big discount. It could cover 80% or more of the cost of a small window unit air conditioner. So why don't people take advantage of that? The DWP is offering a $225 rebate on portable or window unit air conditioners for customers enrolled in one of their discount rate programs. And this would be, of course, lower income Angelenos.
Do you think people really have to be taught on how to handle the heat? Or is just justification for some stupid agency we spend millions and millions of dollars on? I mean, how did the human race survive for 100,000 years without a government agency telling them to get out of the hot sun?
DWP apparently has the Cool LA Marketplace, where you can go and look for these air conditioners. They have to, of course, meet DWP's efficiency requirements. So, yeah. Well, I think you're right. I don't understand why people need special help in how to understand the heat. We need to put out public tips, like don't exercise in the hot sun in the afternoon and drink plenty of fluids.
You can go on Amazon, and they have Instacart, right?
Yeah.
The grocery shopping service. You can get an Easy Home 5000 BTO window air conditioner for $129.
Oh, look what the Times wrote here. Depending on the size of your room, the rebate could cut your net cost to less than $20 for a window unit.
$20.
And less than $70 for a portable model.
So you're getting tax money.
So everybody has $20.
Right, exactly.
I don't care how poor you are. You have $20 if air conditioning would save your life.
We have the most generous welfare benefits in the country and the most generous food stamp benefits in the country. Generous unemployment benefits. How do you not get $20 out of that to get an air conditioner? Meantime, we have to spend millions of dollars on a government agency to tell you to go sit under a tree?
to wear a hat. And don't forget, what's coming down the road, we haven't talked about this in a while, is they're going to start making your power bill even with their income levels. That's their plan. This one's a real killer. They actually want to start charging people not necessarily for how much electricity they use, but their ability to pay.
How can that be legal?
I don't know if that could be legal.
I guess maybe Reggie Jones-Sawyer is right. It's California, so we don't care about the Constitution. How is it that you charge somebody for the product you use
at differing rates?
Right? Differing rates. That just that.
As far
that's
as I
wrong.
Know, electricity is electricity. It doesn't really vary.
It's not more expensive to go into a rich person's house than a poor person's house. It's the same electricity.
So at some point, you know, the wealthier Californians, if there are any left, except for the tech people, will be paying for the air conditioning for the poor people anyway.
And the reason it's so expensive is because California has all these ridiculous, obscene energy laws. It's 70% higher in California than the rest of the country. All their green energy nonsense, for example. Oh, and by the way, what day next week are they going to tell us that you can't plug in your electric car between 4 and 9 o'clock because we're having such a hot day and the grid is overloaded?
Yeah.
I guess we're getting to that time of year, right?
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
If you listen to the podcast, John and Ken on Demand, we got two interviews today on this atrocious blocking of the bill that would put child sex traffickers in jail for a long time. We talked with State Senator Shannon Grove, the sponsor, and then we just talked to the Assemblyman Tom Lackey. Both Republicans, and you should listen and understand what's going on with this bill, which is roiling up Sacramento big time.
All right. You can also reach us on the Moist line using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, this story concerns a child sex pervert doesn't come from California. It comes from New Mexico. The incident actually happened a year ago, but they've just released the DUI stop video from the New Mexico police. This is hard to believe. A guy by the name of Jeremy Guthrie was swerving across the road, so a trooper pulled him over. They found six kids in the car that apparently he described as his friends. He was drunk. He is now charged with child rape. Aye, aye, aye. So here is about a minute of the interaction between the police officers and Guthrie.
I'm just saying, I thought you were going to crash. Okay, and then you have a bunch of kids and then the car. How many kids? You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Who are these kids to you?
This is my friend.
That's your friend?
Yeah.
How old is your friend?
18.
That girl's not 18?
Huh?
That girl's not 18?
Yeah.
No, she's not.
No, I think she is.
That girl's not 18. Trust me. She don't look 18. Ma'am, how old are you? I didn't ask you your name. I asked you how old you were. Jeremy, turn the car off and come back here and talk to me.
All right.
Let me see the keys. Thank you. Come on out. Why's your zipper, your buttons down in your crotch?
Oh. Well, I probably just forgot.
Okay. Come back here. Come back here with me, Jeremy. Stay right here.
I'll button my zipper.
Yeah, please button your zipper.
Yeah.
Now, if this guy did this in California, what, he'd probably be out in a week?
Reggie Jones-Sawyer would have him over for dinner.
He's driving under the influence. He's got six kids in the car. They're probably all underage. He's got his zipper unbuttoned.
Yeah.
One of the girls later said she was sexually abused by him.
Yep. Yep. That's what was going on.
Hey, right. In California, this would be treated lightly, right?
Sure. Yeah. Would be I don't know, citation maybe?
They've charged him there with 10 counts of criminal sexual penetration of a minor, 3 counts of criminal sexual contact with a minor.
Right.
I don't know where he actually got these kids.
No joke.
He got six kids in his car while he's driving drunk. They're not his kids.
This happens in California. No joke. Reggie Jones-Sawyer would not want to put him away for any significant amount of time.
But he is a white man. Would that be an issue?
Oh, that's right. They want to put white men.
Because Reggie Jones-Sawyer also has a bill
that would
allow a judge to use race in sentencing.
Right. So white guys would spend more time in prison than blacks for the same crime. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So he may not go too kindly on this defendant.
that's a good idea. Put people in prison based on their skin color. Wow.
Unbelievable. They won't give up.
We're going to
follow this story. We're going to see if this bill actually makes it to the assembly floor or what they do with it or whether or not this is just another showboat Newsom trying to get involved, right?
Well, he'd better get involved and stop it or we'll hang this around his head every day. All the other, all his competitors are going to hear about this and he's going to hear about this every day when he runs for president. It's never going to go away. And he knows he's being held hostage by these lunatics in the legislature. Every day he's got to worry that they're going to do something incredibly stupid. Conway's here. Hey now. All right, we got reports on all these fires,
you know, and extreme heat danger going out there, which, by the way, is not. I've been out there all day. It's not that hot. It's not that hot.
No, it's not.
There's one TV station that reported today it was going to be 103 in the valley. They were off by almost 11 degrees. 11 degrees is a big deal when it comes to temperature.
Yeah, especially
it's a big deal.
When you're predicting the end of the world.
And I have a theory. I have a theory that a lot of these TV stations, you know, they do love the global warming. I get that, you know. I understand, you know, that's a religion to a lot of people. I get that. But they've had 6 months where they couldn't lay that on us. Because in May, it was the coldest May since 1977 and the coldest June in 30 years.
Yeah.
So they have all these stories backed up. They finally get, you know, above 90 and they go crazy. It hasn't been 90 downtown Los Angeles in 260 days since October of last year.
No kidding. Right.
Yeah, he did his weather digging.
Yeah, since October of last year, it's not been 90 degrees downtown LA.
I had read that they went 61 days this spring. It didn't crack 80.
Didn't crack 70 in the Valley.
Yeah.
The Valley went, I think it was 6 weeks where they didn't crack 70 in the Valley.
Yeah. So this has been the coldest past year in anybody's memory.
I'm surprised more people aren't walking around with sweaters. It's freezing out there. All right. Then we also have the Mega Millions ticket worth $365K sold in Los Angeles. And we also have the other lotto news. These things are getting huge. Mm. And we're in an office pool. Are you guys in on the office pool?
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, you got to get in on it.
I can't swim that well. So
they're advising against that because it creates all sorts of problems at work.
Wait a minute. But there's 80 people involved.
I know. They're all going to fight over the ticket.
There's not even 8 people working out there.
Yeah, no. Michelle Cube does. She's our captain.
Where did you find 80 people?
Everyone puts in $20 for the year.
You got to show me these 80 people. There's more people waiting for a bus on Olive Avenue.
Nobody Dig Dong.
All right, Ding Dong. And that'll be a wrap. And then Mo
Big
Kelly
show.
Comes in. Yeah,
all
Ding
right.
Dong.
All right, Conway.
Ding Dong.
Yeah, Roger ding with dong. The news. John and Ken.
Yeah.
Here's Mike live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.